You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hi, Rachel. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
So glad you called. What are you doing today?
Oh, I'm just on my way to work, actually.
Are you?
Which I'm just trying to traffic, you know?
You could skip it. That's funny. We just got a message from Katie, who's on after us. She's like, I'm not going to make it in until almost 10, guys. She's running behind because of traffic.
What's going on today?
I don't know what it is. Well, it's school's back in, so.
Well.
You got to get everybody there.
You
got to
leave 10 minutes earlier then, Rachel.
Well, you know, I thought I was doing a good thing by taking the dog for a walk. So, you know, if there's any excuse, I think
and
that's
now you're
going to
lose your job because you're late.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Probably. I'll have plenty of time with the dog.
What's your gig? What's your job?
I actually work at the UPS store.
Do you?
Yeah, so we do like a lot of printing and shipping and all that good stuff. So
I have to go into one today to return an Amazon purchase. So
there you go.
You guys are so friendly.
Potential.
Usually.
I also like the UPS stores are also they have notary publics too. So if you need something notarized, you can walk in.
Yes,
we are here for you. Whatever you need.
I have noticed y'all are very friendly with the elderly too, that come in to make copies and mail things and have no idea what they're doing. And I've witnessed a situation firsthand where they helped an older gentleman. And it was very sweet.
That is so
Are you talking
funny.
About me?
Yes,
well, it was Dom.
You treat others how you want to be treated.
It was the kindest, most sweetest thing because he had hit the button to make like 2 copies and it was pumping out 200. And he was panicking. He was hitting every button and it wouldn't stop. And one of the employees came over and saved him. So
it would have been funny if the employee came over and yelled at him, "Get out!
What are you
Get
doing?
Out of the store!"
Right.
Oh, throw him out. Oh, Rachel, you couldn't be more delightful. You want to play a little rattle off with your boys?
Let's do it.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it. For everybody who's on hold, even if Rachel gets it, we request kindly that you not hang up. Even after we say that every time, there's always at least one who will hang up.
Well, they get bored, I think. They're just like, screw you guys.
I don't think that's it. I think they just want the prize. It's like, oh, I can't win the prize. Screw those guys. Oh. And they sound just like that, by the way.
I sound pretty promising this morning. I don't know. Maybe that's it.
Well, we'll see how this group does. Rachel, for you got 10 seconds. You a football fan?
No.
Same. It's all right.
Oh, boy. Well, let's see how you do with this. In 10 seconds, you've got to, since we're getting ready for the start of the season, you got to get ready. Are you ready for some football? 10 seconds, Rachel. Give us five. Come on, you can do it. Shh, wait, hold on. Give us 5 football penalties. 5 penalties in football. Ready? And
oh, my gosh.
Go.
Oh, my God. I can't even think of one. Many men on the field.
That's good.
You wish.
I know, right?
Well, you got one, Rachel.
Well, you got one.
No, the time is
no,
up.
We're done
no,
here.
No, time is
we
up.
We are done here. We are
we're not
shipping you off.
We're not as forgiving as the nice people at the UPS store. We only give you 10 seconds.
We're slapping a label on you and sending you on your way, Rachel.
And throwing you out the
you
door.
You gotta go. Okay, well, I appreciate the opportunity. Have a great day.
You too, Rachel. Bye.
Gone.
Oh, that's funny. Here's Dee Dee. Hi, Dee Dee. Good morning.
Oh my gosh! Good morning.
Oh my gosh! Hey.
Well, I mean,
hi.
you did call us, right? You seem surprised.
What were you?
Well, I've never called before. I listen to you guys all the time, but I have honestly in my whole life I've never called, and I can't believe I'm on.
Here
Yay.
You are.
Hi.
Yeah. Don't screw it up.
Yeah.
No. Pressure. I feel pressure.
Good.
Yeah. You know how many people are listening to you and judging you right now, Dee Dee?
Tens of people.
I don't want to know. That's a stat you can keep to yourself.
Tens of people are listening right now.
Tens of people, maybe, but they're worldwide. I'll tell you that. So, well, let me ask you something. How long have you been listening?
Well, I've lived in Colorado for 10 years now. So, yeah, 10 years.
Dang.
Well, thank you for that.
We're glad you finally called us. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling.
There's a
what brought you to
everything.
What brought you to Colorado?
Indirectly, my job. Yeah.
Okay.
My job.
Which is what? What do you do?
I'm a professional athlete. Yeah.
Tell us about it.
I am a professional triathlete. I race Ironman triathlon, and I used to live in Boston, which was it's a great city, but it's a really tough place to be a professional triathlete because the weather's kind of gnarly. And so we had the opportunity to move out here, and it has prolonged my career. I am the oldest professional triathlete on the planet, in fact.
Are you really?
Wait a minute. Is that a proven stat, or are you just saying that to be funny?
No, it's a proven stat. Like, it is 100% a proven stat.
You're the oldest professional triathlete
on the planet, male or female.
How old are you?
I'm going to be 53 next month.
Yeah, okay.
So that's pretty old to be knocking it around as a pro. Yeah. It's hardcore.
You're kicking butt, though.
That's impressive.
Very impressive with your giant thighs.
I've always said that the triathlete thing, two of them I would enjoy the hell out of because I like doing. It's the swimming that would get me.
What could we replace that with, Dom, for you? Axe throwing or something?
Canoeing, like stand-up paddleboarding.
Nah, he's more like cup stacking, I think.
Oh, no, no cup stacking for me. Canoeing's great, like a kayak type of thing.
Oh, you would fail at that.
What are you talking about?
You'd give Dom darts or something.
You'd be darts?
Or like a skee ball machine.
Skee ball would be a hoot.
Skee ball is what the third one needs to be.
Running, bicycling, and skee ball.
And you got to get three in a row right in the middle before you win.
Yeah.
Well, it's all in the wrist.
It's all in the wrist.
And you know, nobody's got better wrists than I do, Jeremy.
Believe me, DD, I've seen him in action.
You see the wrist?
Yeah, I've worked with him for like 20 years almost. I've seen it all, DD.
Well, I am so impressed with
That's
you.
That's very cool. So this is you make money doing this?
Sort of, yeah. I mean, it's not. I used to work on Wall Street, and that was definitely a better paycheck. I'll give you that much. But yeah, there's prize money if you do well in races, and then there's sponsorship. I do a bit of coaching, and then I also work for Ironman, so I do live commentary for their races. So when I'm not racing, I commentate on races that are going on around the world.
That's perfect.
What does one say as a commentator on a triathlete, event? Like, oh my God, their stroke in the ocean is pretty poor. I mean, what do you say?
Yeah, they look tired.
100%. We talk about their stroke. We talk about, I don't know, sighting. We talk about the course. We talk about power output and aerodynamics on the bike and nutrition.
I was going to say, you probably comment on the bike, what they're wearing, their helmet. I mean, you can pick apart anything.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Absolutely. I love
it. It's hard because the races take like 10 hours or 9 hours. And so we're out there talking for, nine hours about exercise.
It's a lot of BS and about exercise, isn't it?
My God.
It sure is. It sure is. Yeah.
I had no idea that there were triathlete commentators. That's my first
there
I've heard
are.
Of it.
Yes. Hmm. It's a real thing. It's a real thing. Yeah.
Hmm. You're a bad mamma jamma. You know that?
You really are. You really are.
You're awesome.
What's your resting heart rate? Like 26 or something? I mean,
thump. Thump,
no,
thump.
It's like in the low 40s. It's not that low. It used to be
That's
lower.
Really good.
I'm old now.
When are you going to hang it up and stop doing this?
You know, you and my parents ask that question all the time.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
Dee, when are you going to stop?
Yeah, seriously, they weren't super thrilled when I left my Wall Street job to become a professional triathlete. That was one of the things that was not necessarily on their radar.
So seriously, though, when are you, like, until you get hurt really bad
or
something?
Yeah, but every year that she keeps doing it, she's extending the record for oldest
triathlete.
I know,
but I'm afraid she's going to get really hurt at some point.
No, she's not. She's fine. She's in great shape.
You'll fall off a bike.
Do it until you're 75.
I need a hip replacement. No, honestly, like, I'm still motivated by it. I still have goals. There's things I want to do, and I still enjoy the process. So until I don't enjoy it anymore, I'll keep doing it. And as long as I'm successful at it, like as long as I can keep competing with women who are half my age, then why not? Why not do it? It beats sitting at a desk, I can tell you that much.
Preach it.
Man, which is why you got out of Wall Street, right? You were like, I need to get outside, get some fresh air.
I did, like, I had ulcers, and I was way too young to have ulcers. It was too stressful. Like, it was great. It was competitive, and it was fast-paced, and I did love it. But this is better.
Is there other women? Is there other women like in your age range, or what's the next closest age that's the oldest?
Well, so as professionals, we don't race in age groups. We just race as pro. So in that regard, I'm at a serious disadvantage. And it's funny because I think a lot of women my age or women above 40 or whatever are like inspired by what I'm doing because I'm pushing boundaries, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And, but they're like, you're not going to quit being a pro and start racing in the age group, are you? Because then I would be competing against them, and they certainly don't want that.
I would go a step further, and I'd say you're not just inspiring to them. I think you're inspiring for people of all generations and genders. I mean, just the fact that you're still doing it.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I hate you a little bit, but at the same time, I love you. So,
yeah, like I get pissed if the elevator is broken at work and I got to take the stairs. So, kudos to you.
That's the one thing people are like, it's like when I go in for a job interview for whatever career might come next. Like, the only thing I really have to sell is, well, if you need me to, I don't know, pick up a package in another state, I could either ride my bike or run there and get it for you. I don't even need a car.
That's so good. Well, we've enjoyed talking to you, but eventually we got to play this game called Rattle Off. You know how it works, right?
I sure do.
All right, 10 seconds. You're getting an easy one, too, so after all of this talk, don't drop the ball here, Dee Dee, because this one is really easy, all right? 10 seconds. Okay. We need five different salad dressings. Five different salad dressings. Can she do it? Ready and go!
Blue cheese, ranch, Thousand Island, balsamic, oil and vinegar.
Shoot, that was easy, huh?
She did it in like 4 seconds.
Well, nobody else hang up. Hang on.
Nobody hang up. We still want to talk to you, but you're a
winner!
You guys have made my day. I just finished my swim workout, and I was on my way home, and I have been telling myself to call, and I was like, you know what? Today, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to pick up the phone and call, and I'm so glad I did.
You made our day and week. Like, this has been one of the best calls of the week. So
yeah, we love
thank
talking
you.
To you.
Well,
your swimming workout, how far did you go today?
Today was actually, we did speed work, so our main set was 6x100 meters max effort, so our total yardage was probably less than 4,000. Usually we swim about 5 to 6,000 meters.
No big deal.
Per session.
No big deal.
The yardage wasn't very big.
Piece of cake.
It was speed work.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You were probably wearing like a weighted vest or something too. You know?
They strapped a piano on her back. And
I had a race last weekend, so I didn't wear the weight vest today. Yeah, I went a little easy today.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good.
You make us laugh. Oh, Dee Dee, after listening for 10 years, it paid off on your first call because you're a winner today. So.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so thrilled.
Well, it was nice meeting you.
Well, we're thrilled to talk to you. Hold on. Josh has got a few words for you about this car show you're going to go to, okay?
Okay, thanks, boys. Have a great day.
You too.
You too.
Everyone
That's
else
impressive
hung up.
As hell.
That's why everyone else hung up.
Like, everyone's like, oh, the professional triathlete. I can't compete with her even.
Everyone else was sitting in the line at the Dunkin' Donuts, and they're like, you know what? I probably should hang up.